Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, June 9th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. The Biden administration released proposed standards for states building out electric vehicle charging networks using the $7.5 billion in federal funds as part of the recently passed infrastructure law. This would require EV charging stations every 50 miles, no more than 1 mile off the highway, with at least four 150 kilowatt DC fast charging ports per station. Tom's Hardware passed on an executive brief from the analyst firm TrendFocus, which reports that Microsoft is pushing OEMs to drop mechanical hard drives as primary storage devices in pre-built Windows 11 PCs. Windows 11 doesn't have any firm SSD requirements, but Microsoft reportedly wants OEMs to switch to SSDs by 2023. OEMs are attempting to negotiate a 2024 transition date for some categories, like desktops or PCs in emerging markets. Microsoft will launch its Xbox TV app on Samsung 2022 smart TVs and monitors across 27 countries on June 30th. This will enable Xbox Game Pass Ultimate subscribers to stream games, and Fortnite will be available to non-subscribers. The app will support Bluetooth controllers, including Xbox and Sony's DualSense. Resolution will be capped at 1080p. Microsoft also said it's working on Project Moorcroft, designed to bring early game demos with limited levels to Xbox Game Pass subscribers. The initial focus will be on indie developers, expected to roll out within the next year. Dell redesigned its XPS 13 lineup. The XPS 13 laptop uses 9-watt 12th gen Intel processors, has a 1.8 times smaller motherboard, uses a single cooling fan, boasts 12 hours of battery life, and ditches a headphone jack, but includes a USB-C to headphone adapter. It's available now starting at $999. The new XPS 13 2-in-1 now comes with a detachable display with an XPS Folio keyboard sold separately, optional integrated 5G, and weighs 1.6 pounds, although without the keyboard. It comes out this summer, no word on pricing. The Washington Post sources say Twitter will grant Elon Musk access to platform data in order to address his concerns about bot accounts. Twitter previously offered to share its methodology for analyzing its platform data, but Musk said that wasn't sufficient and accused Twitter of being in breach of his agreement to acquire it. PayPal announced new crypto features this week. Jose Fernandez de Ponte, SVP and General Manager of Blockchain, Crypto, and Digital Currencies at PayPal, said this will let customers transfer supported coins into PayPal, move crypto from its app to external crypto addresses, including exchanges and hardware wallets, and send crypto to other users in seconds. PayPal added the ability to buy, sell, and hold crypto in October of 2020. The South Korean cryptocurrency exchanges BitHum and UpBit will delist Litecoin, claiming that new privacy-focused network features of the coin violate the country's anti-money laundering regulations. BitHum will halt Litecoin deposits on June 8th, followed by UpBit on June 20th. For its newly announced Apple Pay Later service, Apple set up a wholly owned subsidiary called Apple Financing LLC to oversee credit checks and loan decisions, although Goldman Sachs will be used to complete purchases. Apple Financing acquired the necessary state lending licenses to offer the feature, but doesn't have its own bank charter. TikTok rolled out a new dashboard to show time spent in the app, when you use it the most, and how often you open the app. Users can also set screen time limits for a single sitting. TikTok already supported setting daily viewing limits. Amazon CEO of Worldwide Consumer, Dave Clark, has left Amazon and will become co-CEO of supply chain software startup Flexport on September 1st, eventually taking over as the sole CEO next March. That's when Flexport's current founder and CEO, Ryan Peterson, moved from CEO to executive chairman. Belkin announced the Soundform Nano wireless earbuds for kids, designed for children 7 and up, that keeps volume below 85 decibels. The buds are also IPX5 rated for water resistant, offer up to 5 hours of battery life on a charge, and come with ear tips that include extra small options. They go on sale at the end of June for $49.99. The Vivaldi browser added a free built-in email client in beta testing since last year. This joins the browser's integrated calendar and feed reader, and all three can be viewed from a sidebar while browsing. Google Maps will now display a new map layer for air quality index on Android and iOS apps in the U.S. Google will also add smoke data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration into its air quality information on Google Search in the coming months. Bloomberg sources say Meta halted development on a smartwatch with dual cameras in favor of focusing on other wrist-worn wearables specifically for the metaverse. Meta reportedly worked on the smartwatch, codenamed Milan, for at least 2 years, with plans to release it in spring 2023 for around $350. A UK government spokesperson said that we are not currently considering replicating the EU's common charging cable rules proposed under a provisional agreement on the amended Radio Equipment Directive. However, due to current post-Brexit arrangements, the regulation would apply to products sold in Northern Ireland. And finally, Google Cloud developer advocate Emma Haruka Iwa announced her team calculated pi to a record 100 trillion decimal places, beating the previous 82.8 trillion digits set last year. The calculation ran for just under 158 days, processing 82,000 terabytes of data. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.